Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hello, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with the latest Motivational Firewood Podcast, featuring three big lessons I learned from The Walking Dead. For me, the season 5 finale had it all. Despite speculation, Daryl did not die. I'm sure many of my female friends slept much better that night when he survived. The show had all the tense moments that I expected, plus a few more that caught me by surprise. At about 2:30 in the morning, my entrepreneurial mind woke me up and said, "Hey, we gotta go to work." I wanted to apply all the twists and turns of The Walking Dead to my business and life experiences. Here are three lessons from The Walking Dead finale that can apply to yours as well. Number one, never surrender all of your weapons. Although they were supposed to have relinquished all their guns, Rick and his family knew they could not comply 100%. Basically, they had arrived at a new place inhabited by a group of people who did not possess the skills or knowledge needed to deal with the evil that lurked outside their walls. Wherever you find yourself, you must never sacrifice the skills and experience which got you there. Don't let your muscles get soft. Number two, redemption is always possible. Not all mistakes are final. Several Walking Dead characters have been grappling with their own inner demons over the past few episodes, doubting themselves for failures which are now haunting them. Central to this are feelings of guilt over decisions made which cost lives. You have a choice. You can go down in flames with shame, or rise up and rededicate yourself to your mission. Hey, we all fail. What we do in the aftermath can redefine us. And the number three lesson I learned from The Walking Dead? Always lock the gate. In our businesses, as well as our personal lives, we must be vigilant about who we allow to hang out in our backyards. In The Walking Dead, the community of Alexandria exists within, so far, an impenetrable framework of corrugated steel walls and gates. As long as everybody does their job, the walkers can't get in. In the season finale, a careless decision committed by one of the main characters nearly cost the residents dearly. We all know people whom we prefer to not have roaming around our circles. We need to choose wisely and do what we need to do to keep ourselves, our families, our careers, our hearts, and our souls safe and healthy. Sometimes that means deliberately taking action, locking the gate, to shut certain people out of our lives. Who knows what the sixth season of The Walking Dead will bring? Who knows what our own lives are going to be like in a few months? All we can do is take deliberate, consistent action today and every day to greatly increase our odds of survival. Here's to us. You're a survivor. I am too. We've made it this far, so let's just keep on walking.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event, or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.